Hello and welcome to Geek Lord Radio. This is episode 87. With me tonight, I have Darren Estrin,
hey.
Stephanie,
hello,
Matt, and myself. I'm Dan. Mike is again in, I think he's in Zimbabwe now.
I think we just killed him off. And he doesn't.
We can't. We, no, shh.
North Dakota?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yes.
Zimbabwe.
He went on a farm to play with other Mikes.
With the bunnies, right?
Where he can chase bunnies all day with the other Mikes.
Very nice.
Tell me about the bunnies, Dan.
We have to go by a creek. I'm going to need to borrow your handgun. So, interesting stuff this week.
What'd you guys do? Anything good?
Started watching Gotham. That's about it.
How's it good?
I'm enjoying it so far.
The acting isn't good, but the story is kind of the acting's kind of terrible in the episodes that I watched with you. But the stories were enough to keep me interested.
Yeah.
So it kind of compensates.
Yeah, my friend Maddie, she's been watching it, and she showed me a character that kind of reminds me of the Joker. His name is like Jerome or something. So I liked his acting. His acting was fairly decent. But I just saw like a 5-second scene of what he did. She's like, you got to see it. You'll love him. Because she's like my DC fangirl. She's like obsessed with Harley Quinn. So, yeah.
You got to be closer to your microphone.
Oh, my chair is so far. Well,
you could have adjusted it.
Hello, can you hear me?
No,
I speak words.
Hello.
Sean has already pointed out that you coordinated your sweatshirt with your hair.
I am so purple because I went to TwitchCon.
Sean loves purple so much, his text is in purple.
Yep.
I don't think that's intentional.
What's a TwitchCon?
I went to TwitchCon. It was the first convention for Twitch, the thing that we're on right now, the thing that hosts are streaming.
Hello, Twitch.
What's in a TwitchCon?
They
streamers.
They had streamers. They had a lot of really good panels about like streaming, which I thought were really good. But my exciting thing that was there was there's tons of games to play. Different hardware. Like they had the Alienware.
I figured there'd be a lot of hardware.
How many panels can you have about streaming?
A lot. You could have hardware panels, audio panels, equipment panels, what games you should
To make money, what you should do, what you shouldn't do.
I imagine you could fill up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's more than TumblrCon or BronyCon.
Show your dick.
That's probably the thing. It's right up there. With Matt Fur, don't show your dick.
Keep your dick and tits off of the screen. Thank you. have a dick and tits, I'm not judging. I'm just saying. Dude. Yeah.
So my favorite thing there was I tried a lot of different VR. And so there was a lot of really good VR there. But the one that I have to shout out to, it was the Walking Dead one.
Oh.
Because, and let me tell you why. Because when I saw the booth, there was a guy so you sit in a wheelchair, and then there was a guy behind the wheelchair, like, shaking the wheelchair while you have the VR.
Wait, so does he see what's going on, or is just the whole time just varying stages of being jiggled?
No. It took me a second until I got closer up through the line, but he was looking at cues on a screen that doesn't show you what's happening in the game, but you have cues to know what's going on. And, like, so you first start out, and then someone walks up to you and goes, here's a gun, and the guy puts, obviously, the guy puts the gun in your hands. You're like, oh, shit. And there's sensors on the gun, so when you move your gun in your hand, like, your hand moves with the gun. So that was really cool. And then,
so they went all out for that, but they couldn't get a rumble chair.
But then I realized why they had a wheelchair and a guy pushing it, because you're missing your leg, and you're in a hospital in a wheelchair, and someone's pushing you. So the guy is totally doing a great job with the cues in the game. So I'm like, this is great. And then, of course, you go through, and you, like, shoot zombies, and it was fun. If you win, you get a shirt. So I got a shirt. That was cool.
From Ish Mish Mish, the Parkinson's experience.
Yeah, pretty much.
But at least they give you a gun.
At least we all go together.
It's not the Parkinson's experience. Parkinson's experience is you're a human Etch-A-Sketch and you're given to the hands of Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, I mean, that's double Parkinson's experience.
But yeah, it was really fun. There was a lot of
I heard the after parties were great.
Yes.
A buddy of mine got flown up there for his Twitch stream, so.
That's cool. Yeah. We didn't go to the main one on Saturday. I went to a dev one. By the way, I got to say my spiel. Like that segue? I work at Blizzard Entertainment, and my opinions are my own. So as you guys know who are listening, you know the spiel. But just a thing that we do with my friends. What else did you guys do besides? Oh, I went to San Francisco. Did you see the moon? There was like an eclipse.
No, I was on a plane.
I was.
Oh yeah, I flew places this past weekend. I forgot
what?
About that.
You were on a plane. I was on a plane and I saw the moon.
I was in Nashville, and I took off.
How did I not know this?
Because you were in San Francisco.
I guess so.
For a blood moon, Terraria is a fucking liar. None of that.
You
happened.
Were waiting for like vampires and fucking werewolves and shit. Yeah. No, none of that actually happened. I saw pictures of it, but yeah, I was in a. for my mom's birthday, her my stepdad flew us all out for a Colts Titans game.
That's cool.
So I went to my first NFL game.
I totally heard that wrong. And I looked over, like,
why am I not?
Like,
I'm not that surprised.
Yeah, like, yeah. So we flew out to Tennessee for a Colt, and I'm like,
yeah.
Hmm.
It was a lot of cool.
The blood moon makes sense now.
Yeah. Now we watched the football game and we did bar hopping and shit, and fucking Taylor Swift was there.
Yay, Tay Tay.
She had a two night show at the amphitheater there. No, God, no.
Number?
But there were so many children. And also, that horrible, horrible woman lights fireworks after a show.
Good for her.
No, I was on an 8th floor hotel directly across from the convention center.
That's right, you can't handle banging noises.
And that shit was basically outside the window. You know how hard it is to sleep while there's a war zone going on outside?
I was in San Francisco, and while I was there, I did... Go ahead first. You should yell what?
I was going to be like, never mind. You're good.
I also got to see a lot...
Wait, was the Folsom Street Fair this weekend?
So much dick at the Folsom Street Fair.
Okay, it's like, that was this past weekend. You were up there for the Folsom Street Fair.
I was, and I went there, and for those of you who are not native to San Francisco, Google it. Well, no. Okay, Google it. Let's just wait 7 seconds.
How come it can't be this quiet when I ask for silence?
Because I get awkward silences.
Because we're a bunch of fucking trolls.
That's true. But yeah, so now that you've Googled it, I will fill in those who have not Googled. It is the BDSM Street Fair.
But isn't it the gay BDSM Street Fair?
It did not appear. I mean, it was supposed to be, I'm assuming, just because there was a lot of gay couples.
I thought it was LGBTQX. T7.
Lots of leather shorts.
T7 BDSM. That's so much
lots
acronym.
Of leather shorts and cock rings.
They had their own special flag. That is all you need to know. And it was fabulous.
Was it handcuffs that were rainbowed?
No, it's black and white stripes, and then it has a red heart in the corner. So it's kind of like...
Did you get to see the butt plug dildo ISIS flag?
I did not. But I did see a dude doing other things to another dude in a porta potty when I accidentally...
Why were you...
open the door.
Hey, guys, if you're going to have dirty, gross sex in a porta potty, because there's no such thing as clean, okay sex in a porta potty.
Like, were you just like, what you doing? And he's like, sucking penis.
That's not what happened.
No, she opened the thing and he looked up.
No,
and
he
threw the
was
ball gag.
I was walking like towards it and I was like, do I have to use the restroom now? And I'm like, this one's kind of open. And then somebody started opening it and he's like, come on, knock it off. And he like tries to open the door and the guy's like, I'm not done yet, on his knees. And I'm like, he just said that with a dick in his mouth.
So it sounded more like, I'm not done yet.
And like, people are just walking around naked on the streets. Like, it's nobody's business. It was amazing. I'm not going to lie. I had a great time. It was fun watching. It was more fun. It was Frank's birthday, my boyfriend. And it was more fun.
Oh, you tricked
saying,
him.
Like,
you tricked
this
him.
Is the, he's just like, well, this is awkward. I was like, I bet you never thought a million years. Every birthday prior to this, you would have one birthday where you saw hundreds of dick.
Out of all of the sexual acts... Putting your mouth on a dick in a porta potty is probably one of the most disgusting ones.
Yeah,
doesn't
matter
your sexuality for sure. That's gross.
Thank you, Ish. I do my best.
I'm just saying that's just unclean.
I mean, a porta potty is like, if you think of something that's like dirty and unclean, two things come to mind: Kesha and a porta shitter. The only thing worse is to get a blowjob from Kesha in a porta shitter.
I love Kesha. My favorite color is glitter.
My favorite color is glitter. That's why I love her so much.
Oh, Quincy.
She's disgusting and fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm the only person at the table who legitimately knows damn near every Kesha song by heart.
I know about five.
Yeah. Get on my level.
I'm probably closest to that.
I've got the discography. We'll have to bust it out.
I got pictures.
No. Next topic.
You
better, Darren, did you do anything interesting?
You better black
weekend?
Out those dicks.
Can you top Tennessee or the Dick Festival?
I don't think I can.
You can't do it? Okay. I know you can't. You barbecued. That was it. No dicks there.
His Maybe own dick.
I went to Frankenstein. That was pretty
cool.
Oh,
you
cool.
did do Frankenstein.
Yeah. Oh, Frankenstein.
I gotta show you my pictures.
Cool. Later. I want to see. You can post in.
One of
them's
DC.
Pictures.
The only good DC franchise that there is.
Which one?
Batman.
Good job.
Yeah.
It's the best.
I wouldn't say it's the only
that's,
good one.
That's not saying much, though.
I love Red Hood and the Outlaws.
All right, well, I guess we should probably move into... Actually, you know what? It surprises me you had never been to Frankenstein, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I went when I was way young.
You should be surprised because I went in there and only spent $25.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I think I spent $60.
That's like me leaving a record store without spending $100.
For those of you who don't know what frankincense is a flea market for nerd paraphernalia in Southern California.
The size of a double Costco. It's fucking huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
And you can just get comics and collectibles that you can't get elsewhere. Like, you can find unique things.
It's
kind of
like a Comic-Con. It's like the sale section of Comic-Con or WonderCon.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's fucking packed.
Yeah, I've gotten some good shit there.
Yeah.
That's where I used to go to buy my Pokemon cards when I was a kid.
Of course you did. Did you see the Pokemon butts thing?
You can now buy Pokemon butts. We're going to talk about that. All right.
I'm interested.
Let's go into television. Nobody read the rundown, nor did they probably watch the trailer.
I had a very busy work.
The X-Files reboot released a couple of trailers.
Ooh.
Fantastic.
I only managed to watch one because the other one was pulled down for a Fox trademark thing, but I'm pretty sure Fox put the video out. So I'm curious if YouTube just pulled it, or maybe it was leaked onto YouTube and Fox didn't want it there. Either way, it probably was leaked because it's supposed to air tonight.
Probably right now.
But it looks really good. January 24th, 2016 is when it starts.
Well, shit, I was going to say the X-Files in general is fucking amazing.
This looks really good.
It's wonderful.
It's like an original cast.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Reboot?
Mulder and Scully.
Really?
Original cast?
Yeah, Mulder and Scully are both the same people.
I hope they bring back T-1000,
A lot of characters, if I remember right. It's been a while since I saw it, but it seemed like there was a lot of characters from the original run.
I feel like when I first saw it, it was really scary for me.
Parts of that show were fucking terrifying when I was like 5 and 6 years old.
Yeah, I was really young, so I don't think I watched much of it. But I do have intentions of watching a couple episodes from back in the day.
What I learned is if you watch it now, thinking modern technology, so much of it is like, this could be solved with a cell phone. Like, all of this.
Everything they have, like, cell phone.
Yeah, it's like, cell phone. We're screwed. We can't get a hold of anybody. Pull out your phone. just pull out your phone, whatever company sponsors you, and, like, take pictures of the aliens. Tweet about the aliens. Hashtag abducted with your GPS location.
I'm excited to see how they incorporate modern technology with the X-Files. That'll be interesting. Sure.
I'm sure that every alien's going to have some weird fucking electronic aura around him that just throws off all your electronics.
Look, Mulder, if you look in this, if you look in Britney's selfie, there's an alien in the dark.
That's funny.
We have to go to Facebook. This picture of food, if you look right there, that fly has two heads and weird antenna. Alien fly.
We need to we need to go inside the internet. How do you go inside the internet? It is a series of two.
Yep. All right. So I'm excited about that. I'll watch the fuck out of that when it eventually hits some sort of streaming service. Into games that I was excited about, and now I'm no longer excited.
Oh yeah, this one.
Yeah, Tony Hawk 5 released yesterday, surrounded by controversy. It released without any early access review copies or codes. So straight up, here's the game. No reviewers got a hold of it. Nothing.
Awesome.
Reviewers got a hold of it day one.
It had a day one content patch of 7.7 gigs. The game size was 4.6 gigs.
Oh wow.
So they did more than double the amount of the size that it was, and it's still buggier and fuck. Me and Darren were watching a YouTube video of just like
gameplay
and all of it is just broken.
I will definitely say it sucks that there was no like prior to and it was buggy, but at the same time, I'm really glad.
If you're not going to do like early access review copies, meaning not like we're selling an early access game, but to like reviewers and maybe a beta test probably would have been a good idea.
I'm just glad that they didn't do like, oh yeah, you know, you can reserve it and get this skate deck that you're never going to see.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
they didn't do any of that, as far as I know. Actually, they may have had pre-order. I didn't pre-order, so I don't know.
I'm not big on Tony Hawk.
Pre-ordered.
It's not my kind.
Yeah, I'm sure they did pre-orders.
No, that's really a bad thing when game companies, especially game companies like Activision, don't put out early access.
Yeah.
Or you know, early access review copies.
You think Activision would be smart enough not to make this kind of a fucky mistake, though?
You would think.
Do they make? Are they the ones that make Tony?
Actually, I read somewhere that the reason one of the things was their licensing with the Tony Hawk games expired this year, so it's probably just
they probably did it just to maintain that. Just makes sense.
One last go.
I don't believe he skates anymore.
Yeah, I don't think he skates anymore.
I'm not positive. I saw a video yesterday while I was browsing around the internet, and it's this kid, maybe 7 years old, doing back-to-back 900s in
Tony
a fucking bowl.
Kid.
No, it wasn't Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk's kid's substantially older than that now. But this kid's just like it's this really crappy cell phone video. Like, decent quality, but just, you know, vertical. Like, the sinful vertical orientation. He's like, this kid's ridiculous. Just watch. And the kid's going. He's doing some tricks. And he's just fucking a super clean 900 out of fucking nowhere.
Huh.
I remember watching the first 900 during the X Games, and like, we have reached the pinnacle of skateboarding. Yeah. Physics says no, and now they're doing 1080s and higher in fucking competition. Test them for performance enhancing spring feet.
It makes it makes sense, because if you look at anything in general, once it get big, like there's a big curve of just everything just going up.
Yeah.
Like even like look at skateboarding 30 years ago. It was like, I can skate and not fall down, and now it's like, holy shit.
I do like the, what's it called? The flying circus? Nitro Circus, yeah. I really like the dirt bike, because I grew up in a dirt bike club. And
did you ever see the Boom Boom Huck Jam?
No, I don't.
Do you know what the Boom Boom Huck Jam was? It was, they had skateboarding, BMX, motocross. They basically built like these huge ramps and this ridiculous shit, and they had a band playing. Gotcha. That's how I saw Devo the first time, was at a Boom Boom Huck Jam.
I don't know, but the name sounds like it comes from Kentucky.
I remember when I saw the first backflip, I was like there, and it was
the heartbreaker.
Like the most amazing thing ever, and everybody was just like, and just stopped. And when he landed, like before he landed, everybody was just like not breathing and just holding their mouths.
Yeah, because I don't remember his first name, but there was a motocross rider, I don't know what they call the stunt one. But he attempted a backflip in competition, and he only made it halfway, and he fell and he broke his ankle. Mm-hmm. So in subsequent dirt bike games, the backflip was referred to as the heartbreaker.
Yeah.
So I saw they did that. Didn't they recently do a double?
Yeah.
Yeah. Double. I know BMX like has hit like triples.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
They're one of the I follow a couple of guys on Instagram, and they just show videos of them going on their foam pits, and I'm just like, that's not even human. What are you trying to do? Don't even attempt to land that without a foam pit.
Fucking, I just had another thing. Could you imagine Mulder being super paranoid and someone says, I'm following you, and on Twitter or Instagram, and he freaks out and shoots him?
Mulder and Scully.
Follow me. That's what I've been doing. No, follow me on social media. What's a social media? God, I hope he's just crotchety and has not kept up with technology and he refuses to trust. I think I just figured out how they're going to get around the cell phone technology thing.
Aliens made cell phones. They
don't
trust
it. It's an alien conspiracy over story. But I'll bet you money he won't trust cell phones because of the NSA.
I believe it.
All right. Bethesda's
VP. My beeper's going off, Scully.
Did they have beepers in that show? Please tell me.
Season one, they did not.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think they did. Yeah. Maybe they did.
That's funny.
Bethesda's Vice President of PR and Marketing confirms there will be no DLC exclusive content for consoles. What game is that referring to?
Fallout 4.
For Fallout 4. Okay. So, no, they're not going to fuck anybody over for being on one console as opposed to the other?
Well, from the sounds of it, no.
That's good.
Finally, someone doing something logical. The official Twitch app is coming to PlayStation TV, PS3, PS4, and PS Vita. There's not an official Twitch app for those yet?
I guess not.
I will definitely like to say, who the fuck is streaming on a Vita?
No, it's so you can watch it.
Oh.
I'm sure somebody... I think you would have to emulate it to stream from a Vita.
That would be weird.
Interesting.
Into the Nintendo front, 6 amiibos are being re-released, released again, that were apparently previously sacked. Little Mac, Greninja, Shulk, Lucario, Fox, and Captain Falcon.
Oh, cool. So they're going to get sacked again?
No, they're actually... when they stop making those... demand skyrocketed, so now they're just going to continue making them.
So you're going to be able to go into a store and find them?
Yeah.
Because it's really funny, because at Frankenstein, they were selling Shulk for $70.
Yeah, that's going to stop real fast.
That's funny. There were people buying them up like it's cool.
That's because they're stupid.
Like, four of them, and I'm like,
they're coming back.
They now don't
they're
pissed. Understand the
Yeah, Divas. Now they're probably pissed.
I don't get it.
It's a little doll, and it's got a Riffid chip in it, and it has save content, and that character...
Like Skylander?
Sort of. That character, like in Smash, if Darren played Link a whole bunch, Link levels up and gets better, and he can save to the amiibo, and he could take that to his friend's house and use his character there.
What level is this?
0.
No, it's like 10 or something like that.
No, it's nothing.
I totally thought you said a Weibo.
No, amiibos.
I guess that's...
Oh,
it's an interesting idea.
Interesting idea. I would be excited to see Zelfs that do that. That would make me
happy.
What
the fuck's a Zelf?
You know
that's
what
the
a
creatures.
Zelf is.
You know what it is. Oh, the creatures that
those
I
creepy
love
fucking
that you hate.
Things.
By the way, if they do amiibos and they end up putting out like items from Super Smash Brothers in there, like the big punching bag, I'm going to make it a giant waifu pillow and call it a Weibo.
I'm going to design a Zelf game for free for Zelfs just for funsies. It'll be amazing. And they'll all have fabulous
hair. Darren, on. Bring me my my intervention hat.
Super fabulous hair.
All right, more Nintendo stuff. Super Mario Maker's sales surpass 1 million units, or 1 million copies. Wow. 2.2 million levels have been made so far, and they've been played nearly 75 million times.
That's actually kind of impressive, because I was actually looking at buying the game. It's actually fairly expensive.
Yeah, and it came out, so that's less than a month.
It's like $70.
Yeah, it's fucking pricey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with microtransactions, it's kind of important to get. If you have console games, you're going to have to start getting competitive with prices. Otherwise, you're going to be left in the dust.
Yeah. So, have any of you guys actually tried Mario Maker?
Not for $70, no.
No.
Touche. Valid point,
I've seen levels, and people are like, oh, I get to make my own level, and this is so hard. Then if you've ever watched, like, the Super Nintendo, like, Impossible Mario levels, you're like, this ain't shit.
I would literally make dicks all day. I would make a bunch of penis levels, and then out-popping.
Remade a Super Metroid, or Metroid.
Yeah.
Turtle shells from the head, or mushrooms. Teehee! Oh,
we are mature tonight. Matt, here's something where you need to, apologize to the Twitch community.
What?
Twitch beat Dark Souls.
No, actually they didn't.
The official report is after 43 days and 8 hours, a group of dedicated fans have managed to collaboratively beat Dark Souls using only Twitch-based chat commands.
Nope.
1040 hours total with 904 deaths.
I looked into that, by the way. They ran a UI that made it easy, and there was no anarchy mode.
That doesn't mean that they didn't beat
Dark
Souls.
No, the mode that they played... Basically, what ended up happening was it would randomly go to a random person who got to control it for a certain amount of time, and they got to pause it every 6 seconds.
Huh.
So basically, they would pause before an attack and be like, all right, I'm going to move back. And they didn't beat it.
In your eyes, they didn't properly beat it. But the fact of the matter is, Twitch beat Dark Souls. They finished the game.
I wasn't a big on Pokemon games. I played it, but it wasn't like obsessing my life like some people here. Yeah. But
what are you talking about?
It controlled your life. Don't act like it didn't happen.
It's just it was they ran a user friendly UI in
but
order to
I'm
do
excited
it.
For whatever they do next, because I always turn them into drinking games.
It's just I just kind of see it
the
as
best. It's the best time.
Yeah. I just kind of see it as Dark Souls is one of those games that's hard, and if you do things to make the game ridiculously easy, you're not really beating it.
Yeah.
That's like playing Pokemon Red, like, or Blue or whatever that they did for Twitch Plays Pokemon, and oh, our map is an entire straight line now.
They didn't do that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That's like the equivalent of them being like, we're just gonna put everything in a linear line. So they just have to walk down a hallway and win. It's like
I liked it when they got in buildings and they would just get stuck and be like, bink, bink, bink.
The reason they had
Pidgey.
To implement that was because they were, I think, 3 days into the game and they were stuck in the menu because everyone was moving around the controls. So your forward was like your heavy attack. And
so they didn't modify it. They didn't play true raw anarchy. But you know what? They still managed to beat it through a proxy, basically. But moving on, you had mentioned butts.
Yeah, Pokemon
butt themed apparel is coming to the Pokemon Center stores.
That is so stupid.
Like shirts with like Pikachu's ass hanging out.
Oh, I thought you meant like a Pikachu butt plug or something. I was like,
no. These are officially sanctioned and licensed.
No.
So,
could you imagine like Flameon? Whatever the word.
Flameon?
I don't know any Pokemon. I know Pikachu.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
I know the original ones. We're going to
do this.
I'm not doing all on
it. No. I'm going to figure out what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay.
It's not Charmander.
Flareon. There you go. Flareon.
Okay, like the fox made a fire.
We don't talk about that that one Pokemon at our table.
Oh, why not? Flareon?
Nope.
It's fiery. It's like the only cute one.
That's blasphemy, by the way.
Okay, what other cute little foxy creatures are there that I can... Who has the spikiest skin that would be the worst
Dan.
Butt plug?
Dan.
In the world of Pokemon, who would be the worst sex toy? Go.
Worst sex toy in Pokemon, huh?
I feel like Cubone might be a good one. I don't think that would be a bad one.
I'd say Magmar.
No.
Yeah, Magmar.
Magmar would be the worst because he's lava.
No, I would probably...
So I said Flareon would be pretty good.
I would probably say that the thing that's a pine cone...
Pinecone,
that's what I call him.
Egg something where it's like a walking... No, it's a walking pine tree.
I was
like,
going to say, if you're...
Sudowoodo?
Okay.
If you're down with the Flurry on, you're down with the Dome Fossil.
Now you're just speaking another language.
Okay,
I don't understand.
What Matt is referring to, by the way, is to Twitch Plays Pokemon. There was followers of the Helix, which were the good and the right and the anarchists. And there's followers of the Dome, which are the democratic people, who had their fucking, their Jesus, which was the Flareon. And I can't remember its name.
I don't didn't care.
Oh. So there was two subsets.
Snorlax would make a very terrible butt plug.
Executor! Thank
you. I said
you.
That.
Okay.
He was a palm tree, not a pine tree.
I was thinking of...
Fucking heathen.
Pineapple. And I mixed palm tree with pineapple.
Pincer would be pretty bad.
Pincer would be bad.
Okay, I'm going to do some research on this, and I'm going
to. You always say
out.
That, and you're not going to.
I never
let's
do
just
anything.
Let's just admit it now.
I have a very busy life. I do lots of work, so.
So the S and Riot Games will soon actually mean something.
Oh yeah.
Ryan Scott.
The S and Riot Games.
Yeah, Riot Games, who only so far have made League of Legends, are making more games.
Oh.
Ryan Scott, who's the lead
making
tech designer. No, it sounds like there's multiple games that are possibly in the works. Responded to tweets about unannounced games where he confirmed they are working on new titles but would give no details. Said they wanted to make an original game, not a Me Too game. And this is me being, you know, tongue-in-cheek like I'm an asshole. Funny considering they made all their money off a game ripped off of a Warcraft 3 mod.
I'd like to see them try to make a unique game. Everything's pretty much been done for
yeah.
the most part.
Let's think of the most unique game we can come up with that no one could
Goat repeat. Simulator.
Okay, not Goat. No, I mean like a game that doesn't already exist.
Oh, you mean come
like,
up with
let's
a
come
let's
up
make
with our
a
own
let's
game.
Make
let's
a Geek
Lord
official
game,
fucking game.
And then if somebody actually makes it or if Riot comes, you heard it here first, we can sue the shit out of them. No, we have nothing.
We're going to make
a game concept or
we're going to make
game
another
name?
MMO where there's only
No, no, can't be an MMO. It can't be
entirely new.
It has to be entirely new. It can't be a fighter game or an FPS. It can't be like a MOBA. We have to come up with like our own new acronym.
Slapmo. You slap yourself in the face and you win.
RLRPG. A real life RPG. You have to buy Google Glass.
Okay.
And it transmits on your TV. And you get, or onto your little screen. And you get points for beating the ever loving shit out of other people who are not playing the game.
Yeah.
Because if they're playing the game, that's PvP. But if they're not playing a game, you're attacking NPCs and that's okay.
Oh.
I think that's called Pokemon Go.
Oh yeah, there's
oh, by the
no,
way,
because that's not Google Glass. That's
by,
on the phone.
By the way, and if
there'll
you attack
Google
NPCs,
Glass
the town guards run over and kill you, i.e., police officers.
There is no respawning in this game. It's basically Rust the game in real life. Go outside and play. That's what it translates to. All right, so George R.R. Martin says the rumors of a Game of Thrones movie are bullshit. There is no movie in production.
I've never even heard of a rumor.
You know,
there was rumors that they're making a movie.
That just made me
not.
Think.
Guns don't kill people. J.R.R. Martin does.
Yeah.
If you work in sales, you are a shop vendor. Congratulations.
Yeah, basically.
That sucks.
You are an NPC that sells things.
We're back on that. I was like, what? What does this have to do with Game of Thrones?
Holy shit, I am the Ruiners, and welcome to the channel, Ellis.
Did you say J.R.R. Martin?
No, I said George R.R. Martin.
George.
I really thought you said J. I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
You can be J if he wants.
Speaking of movies, Vin Diesel confirms that the next trilogy will be the final in the Fast and Furious saga.
I'm not really sure what he meant by that.
Because I read it, and I had to read it five times, so I just went with what the article actually fucking says, which is this will be the next trilogy will be the final. But I'm thinking maybe he meant these next two movies to be 7, 8, 9 being the final of the trilogy. But he's working on getting a director for 8.
What? For 8? Another 8 more movies?
Jesus said you said J.R.R. Martin.
Oh, I'm sure I did. George, whatever.
Okay, good. I wasn't losing my mind.
God damn you, Jesus, correcting me all the time.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see the interview with him, by the way? When they're talking about the like, oh no, they're like, Jon Snow died and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, whoa, hold on a second. Who said he was dead? Who said anyone was dead in the show? I'm like, because he said that...
you can bring anyone back to life.
Yeah, he said death is not a permanent thing in...
The lore of
Yeah, he said death is not permanent. Which means everyone can come back.
So that whole show is meaningless now.
Pretty
Yay.
Much.
I just want Stoneheart to come in. That's all. That's all I want.
All right, let's move into
Stone Dong.
The top 5 movies of this past week. Yay.
Armageddon.
So much excitement.
I haven't had time for movies, so I'm not
yeah.
that pumped.
Black Mass came in at number 5 with 11.5 million.
I don't know what that is.
It was explained last week.
Last week we talked about.
Yeah.
Black Mask.
Mass. Like church, mass. Like black mass.
We talked about it last
You know
week.
What witches gather in? They're black masses.
Oh, I thought you said when you when she said black mass. You don't, is that like the mask?
You don't listen to Ozzy, do you?
That's fifth on
the. Yeah, it's fifth on the list now.
Okay.
Number four being Everest with 13.1 million. Three is Maze Runner: The Scorched Trails at 14 million.
That was one last week.
Hmm. Two is The Intern at 18.2 million, and number one is Hotel Transylvania 2 at 47.5 million.
Holy crap!
Yep.
Like it fist fucked the other four.
Because it's the only kid movie out right now, and what are parents going to do? They're going to bring him to the movies.
Speaking of movies, I saw the Angry Birds trailer.
It's bad. It's bad.
Do you mean the one we watched last week and talked about?
I didn't watch it last week.
I didn't watch it last week.
We watched it last week, and then we talked about it.
How'd you like it? Are you excited?
Do you want to know my response
after it
ended?
Do you
want to
buy Angry Beaver? Angry Birds? It was, oh, I don't even remember that show. Oh,
it was quiet for about 6 seconds, and then I was just like, the fuck? Like, I don't.
I would much rather see an Angry Beavers movie.
I love Angry Beavers. I bought. They had the
cartoon or the porn.
The cartoon.
Why not both?
Yeah. Well,
Daggett's just pounding away at Norbit.
Oh, gross! My sister and I call each other Spoot, and no one knows why we call each other Spoot. And
Spoot.
So Spooty, Spooty McSpoothead, because
they did a special DVD edition where the entire series of the show came on DVD, and it came with like a limited edition lithograph, and I bought it.
That's cool.
It's awesome. I spent a good month watching nothing but Angry Beavers at all times.
No, one time I said, "You are such a stupid I hate you," to my sister, and my dad's like, "You almost said stupid fucking bitch." He got mad and he washed my mouth out with soap, and I was so pissed.
You didn't even
and
say
my
it.
Sister,
did
I
you scream, "You can't wash it out of my brain, Dad"?
The fact that I had said it so naturally and caught myself means that in his mind, I was probably saying it outside of not being around him. And so
well, of course you were fucking saying it not around him.
And then so my sister, after we watched Angry Beavers, she's like, "Yeah, you spooty spoot head." And I was like, had to eat fucking. And so that became our secret cursing at each other, and then it ended up becoming our nicknames. So like to this day, I'm like, "Hey, Spooty," and she's like, and people are like, "Why do you call each other that? So weird." No one knows. Apparently, nobody watched Nickelodeon in our generation.
I did. I watched the fuck out of that show.
I did too.
The porno is actually about two angry lesbians.
Oh, I believe it.
It's not a fun porno.
Did they get a bat?
I have no idea.
They scissor that.
I don't know if that's. No, I don't know.
I kind of want to see it.
Now I have to look this up.
Yeah, you Google and tell me if that's a thing.
In the world of porn, I am not a man.
Actually, Jesus, look this up for me.
Angry Beavers.
Jesus, put Angry Beavers in your search history so I don't have to. Any Harry Potter fans in the room? You'll get excited about this even though you can't go. Christmas at Hogwarts. For £230 or $347.89 American. You get you get to experience Christmas at Hogwarts.
Hello.
Oh my gosh.
Comes with a free wand, two course meal, and dinner.
Free wand.
And dinner. It's after dinner. Sorry.
Do I get butterbeer?
Two course meal, after dinner drinks of butterbeer at Backlot Cafe.
Oh God, yes!
And then you can wander through the snow-covered Diagon Alley, explore the Gryffindor common room, then the Weasley kitchen. You can also check out the Hogwarts Express. 18 plus. Which is super confusing to me.
No, I love that. That's amazing.
Probably
you
because
no,
beer.
For Where no, butterbeer is not alcoholic. It's just like root beer. They actually sell it at the
you
current
make it alcoholic.
Okay,
but
I just want to make it
plus.
Known that I want to start a fun.
It's in London.
Campaign, and I want a trip to London and go to.
It's already
Harry Potter
sold out.
And fuck. God damn it! And all fuck. My dreams crushed in one sentence. You piece
can
of
a wizard
shit.
Be a Christian? I don't think so. But arguably, Jesus was a magician or a sorcerer.
A wizard.
He turned water into wine and made blind people see
dragons.
Again.
He fought dragons. Read about
he
it.
He hung out. Dude.
He also flipped a table and hung out with hookers.
The dude got people drunk and said fuck taxes. Pretty cool guy, actually.
Seemingly.
Yeah.
I bet he was really good at cooking fish.
I don't think they cooked fish back then.
They didn't cook fish.
I have no idea.
Wasn't he a fisherman?
I wasn't a. Yeah, he was. No,
he was
a carpenter.
Carpenter.
Oh,
he was the fisher of men, which sounds like a serial killer if you ask me, but apparently,
carpenter,
you know.
That's right.
Catching people in a net gets you into heaven.
To be honest,
so.
He probably doesn't need to cook. He'd be like, "Hey, you see that fish? Boom. Fish
now
tacos.
It's a steak.
Done."
It's a good thing I'm not the daughter of God. I would be. Such
We'd all be fucked.
I would be.
Actually, you know what? If you were God's daughter, I'm going to heaven.
That's true. I realistically, let you in. Like, yeah, Geek Lord Radio. And then my dad would be like, "What are you
Get the
doing
fuck out. No.
You
God died.
I was
I'm killing 15 15 of your favorites on Earth if you do not let them in.
No, sorry. It would not be God. That'd be Dad, Dad.
Instead of God damn it.
I always wonder if he got really drunk off of his own wine. He's like, water and wine. And just turn somebody's like pure like water in their body into wine. It's That's like funny. His blood alcohol content is literally 100%.
I'm now 10
years ago, Simpsons did it. Now
it's
Family Guy did it.
I'm going to say Dad from this day forward. And then one day when I say in front of my actual my dad, he's going to be like,
what?
What?
So into science news, water on Mars.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yes.
That I did.
Recent photos,
water,
of the, recent photos of the red planet have dark, narrow streaks down mountains, which generally means flowing seasonal waters. So there could be running water on Mars.
Fantastic.
We'd still die there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's a spoof
about making a wild rivers on Mars, because I'm pretty sure
not
that's
yet.
What I read.
Sandiness, whoa. Whoa. No, I read a spoof article about that today, about how Nestle apparently back in 1995 bought the water rights on Mars, and I actually had somebody on my Facebook profile that was like, oh my God, can you fucking believe this goddamn corporation? So I'm like, yeah, I'm unfriending you. You are dumb. It said on there, it's like we think that all humans should have 100% right to water, but not Martians, so we're going to charge the hell out of them. And I'm just like, yeah, that's a fake article.
That's like there was an April Fool's article. I want to say it was the New York Times, that the headline was people don't read anything other than headlines. And then if you clicked on it, it took you another page that told you not to comment, just read the comments. And then you read the comments and all these people going off about how they read the article and how they read, and the article was bullshit and the writing was terrible.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like that. I like when people troll people. That makes me happy.
All right, let's get into the fun news. The shit we care about, right?
I care about water on Mars. What's wrong with
you?
Oh,
yes.
Can I do it?
Butts.
Yeah, I'll let you do this one.
Okay.
Fantastic. So get this. So in Japan, this is actually a few months ago.
Is that English?
When I found the article. What?
What are we doing?
So just listen to
ago,
him.
Okay, got it.
In Japan, an article was posted. I actually just found it today. That Japan has created a assisted suicide bear.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Named Seppu Kuma.
Which
means suicide bear. Fucking amazing.
Is that like Baymax from
Looks like
Baymax.
Would
you like to see a picture of the suicide bear?
Oh my gosh. He does. He looks like Bear Baymax, only much smaller.
He looks like a bear astronaut.
Do you remember 1 through 5 on your list, or should I read them?
It's 1 through 4.
Sorry, 1 through 4 on your list, or should I read them?
No, I got this.
Okay, let's do this.
He's so excited about suicide.
No, when I say 1 through 4, I mean, that's just the 4 they listed. There's a total of 23 different options. We should play a game. last 4, we try to figure out the last 19.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And then we can get the audience in on this.
Yeah.
I like this.
But anyway, so one of them is called Endless Sleep.
Everlasting Sleep.
Everlasting Sleep. It's essentially lethal injection. This one's awesome. I shouldn't have to explain this one. It's called Pillow Hugs.
No, Pillow Kisses.
Pillow Kisses, I'm sorry.
Aww.
And the third one, what's the third one called?
Peaceful Breath.
Peaceful Breath. This is Helium Asphyxiation. This one's my favorite. This is called a...
Sleepy Time Hug.
Sleepy Time Hug, that's right. It essentially chokes you until you die.
The motherfucker puts his hands in your throat and chokes the ever-loving shit out of you until your pulse stops for 15 minutes.
This is a real robot? Yeah,
this is a real thing.
Does the government allow this?
Yeah, assisted suicide's allowed in Japan.
Suicide is allowed in Japan?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. They should put like 20 of those in that creepy suicide forest. just you know what I'm talking about? And just be like, oh, there's a day. We can find them at every bear post over the next 2 miles.
I think they should have had Sleepy Time Seppuku, where you sit down in like a bear's lap and like, the cuffs go over your hand, and all of a sudden the bear just like acts like it stabs itself.
Wait,
there's some things I should say about the bear so we can figure out what the other 19 are. It can carry up to 80 kilograms, which is 177 pounds.
176.
176
so fat
pounds.
People are out.
Yeah.
They
it can carry up to.
Oh.
It can still hug and cuddle.
Oh, that's true.
Its hands are capable of crushing human bone.
You know, this is completely, like, this is related, but it's not really related to this. I'm no longer confident in America's fighting robot ability.
I know, when they're killing their own people off for fun with a bear.
I'm just going to tell you this. I would be fucking terrified of this thing if Skynet were to go active now.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I told Darren earlier. It was like,
oh
dude,
my God.
We have now made a robot that's sole purpose is 23 different ways of murdering people.
Dude, can you imagine just having... I'm going to be that for Halloween.
The murder bear?
The murder bear. I've decided.
Oh, my God. We could do this.
You
we
know,
can totally do
you
this.
You know what I'm going to do if that thing is around and I'm terminally ill? I'm going to X the three most, like, I'm going to take off the one where you slowly go to sleep and, like, all the non-painful ones. I'm going to take three off so I have 20. I'm going to roll a fucking D20 and I'm going to be like, that's the one I'm going with.
That is something.
Let's take out the other 19R, shall we?
Yeah. If you guys listen at home, what do you think would be one of the other 19 options here?
I'm thinking Bane. Bane versus Batman.
Cracks your spine
across your
fucking its knee.
I'm thinking another 20. Something that a machine could do.
I'd imagine crushing your skull.
I was thinking that.
Like
injection.
I was thinking an eye gouge, like, freaking into the freaking brain.
Well, it looks like it's got holes in its hands here.
Yeah,
Cody says
bullets. It does not have fingers. It's on, like, a base that looks
It might be able to ass rape you. That would be an awful, like, why would you use, out of all the options, you're like, I want number 6, death by anal rape.
You know what I don't understand that I think is super fucked up? In this picture, the bear is holding a woman. Behind it is another woman, and they both
behind
are smiling
is a nurse.
At the bear. Like,
and the bear is smiling.
Please
the bear
kill smiling. Me. And the bear obviously
well, it's,
is smiling.
Well, it's assisted suicide. So people who are being killed by this want to be, it's euthanasia. It's their right to die.
It's their right to die. So suicide bear, please kill me. And then
then
nurse comes.
Please choose an option. Press 1 through 23. You chose death by paper cuts.
I'm sorry. I would much rather have my friend. And if I'm going to commit suicide like because my life is too miserable to go on because of
Do
illness,
it like a real good person. Go on to the cast of Jackass and you dumb shit till you get killed.
Oh, I like that. That's a good idea.
Become a base jumper.
What? Oh, God. This is like the most amazing
parachuting instructor.
Hi, this is Stephanie, and this is the shopping cart, three-story roof, tiki torch, bear hornet trick.
Just... off the roof she goes.
Can I outrun all these deadly fucking wasps from Africa? Let's
Here's one.
See.
Flamethrower hands.
Yep, flamethrower hands. I believe that.
I want one that shoots snakes.
Its mouth opens and a death adder comes out of its mouth and bites you. We call those snake kisses.
Good night kisses.
Autoclaving like that guy at the canned tuna factory.
Oh, yeah. Like an autoclave. Like that guy who walked into the autoclave, the canned tuna, and then just died.
Yeah, that'll kill you. That'll kill you.
But he's too small for that. He's like the size of a person.
Headbutt. That just bear like could fucking headbutt the shit out of you. Probably. It could look at you and make some cutesy bear Japanese thing and just cocks its head back.
So does the
boom.
Doctor determine you're dead, or does the bear have sensors and know you're
I'd
dead?
I'd imagine the bear probably
because
has sensors.
Because Skynet happens and it has to know you're dead or not. Like,
I'd like to see one called, like, the bear necessities, where, like, he just turns on and acts like a real bear and just mauls you to death. Like, the eyes just go red, the doors lock.
But bonus points for naming it. That's awesome. The bear necessities. If you roll a 1, you have to listen to Steph until you die. Oh, Cody has a crush on you.
Oh, who does?
Cody.
Oh, thanks, Cody. That's true.
And she's talking.
Very, very
she's,
annoying.
No, he caveated, and she's talking in the Russian accent.
He's baiting
oh,
okay.
you. Now, don't roll a 1. Do not roll a 1.
It's okay. I kill
God damn
you
it, Cody.
Now.
Your fault, Cody.
I kill you. You no longer breathe. Stupid Japanese helps you die.
I crush
you know what
like
the bear
can do?
I crush you like
it's supposed
a twig.
Be peaceful. Torture, assisted suicide. I'm pretty sure this breaks the Geneva Convention.
The bear can use its arms to grab your ankles and tear you in half
might
and
I,
taint to the head.
Might I add, earlier this year, Japan was finally able to put up an upstanding army, and this is the fucking yeah, shit that they put out.
They
this
finally
is why
get approved to have a military.
Took, this is kind of why we took away their army to begin with.
You know what?
All right, I scratched my ideas of making anything that I've ever said, and my new focus is on making an EMP box that just wipes out technology.
Now, miss, the zombie apocalypse is a valid threat. Do you agree with me now?
No, I've always said that robots are right there up with zombies.
Now there's far surpassed.
Okay.
Imagine if that...
I told you, I think the zombie apocalypse is going to happen because of
the
robot technology.
Well, that'll be after. We'll get apocalypse.
Nanobots are going to take us over, and then people are going to be like...
Okay, imagine this fucking scary, right? You're sitting there, you have sleep paralysis, you wake up, only your eyes fucking work, and the bear is just standing over you with, like,
just leaning
eyes.
Over.
Oh, can
no,
you see how creepy it is?
No, I don't think it needs red eyes. Just the cold, black, dead eyes make it that much creepier. The fact the bear is grayscale...
A little bit of blue in it.
Yeah, but I mean the face. It's It's black and white in the face.
It doesn't have kind eyes. I feel like it should be a
it's
human.
It's got cold, dead eyes.
It does. It looks like my little creatures I collect, my zelf.
You know how what I think is going to happen?
It
is
looks like a zelf.
You need to talk in your microphone, by
so
the way.
So if the bear's hand is like the other hand, how you see how it has like the little curvy part? Mm-hmm. It puts it on the back of your neck.
It looks like he's wearing
oven mittens.
The
other hand here, and if you see the three holes, there's two in one. So I have a feeling one goes through the mouth and one goes through the fucking thing.
I really doubt that.
They just rip out the fucking front part of their bone.
Do you think the bear, after he's done, says, "If you would like to take a survey for our customer support, please say 1. Thank you. Would you rate your suicide on a scale of 1 to 10, please?"
And then at the end it's like,
it's like, are you satisfied with successful. Your service?
Have you guys seen Big Hero 6?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Big Hero, I love how he's like, "I cannot go away until you say you're satisfied with your care today." I could totally imagine that creepy fucking bear. That's the best.
I want to buy one of those.
At like senpai suicide.
Notice me, kill me right now.
Do you? It looks like its head can move. I wonder if its head can spin in a circle.
Oh, that'd be creepy.
One of the other things it can do is it has the ability to bend over, pick people up, and lift them back up. So
if it drops you, I'll try to
pick you back
that
up.
That means the motherfucker can power bomb you.
the Pooh Bear pile driver.
That motherfucker can pile drive you.
Oh my god, that is the worst.
Good lord.
Japan. Oh, Japan, you're so fucked up.
I wonder how fast it is. It's on wheels. I wonder if that motherfucker
could
chase you down.
Yeah, it looks like tank legs. Like,
yeah.
Is it on wheels?
Yeah, it looks like it's on wheels.
Oh, wait, so it's feet on top of like a very sturdy base that kind of reminds
like
me of
it.
The bottom of an umbrella.
Yeah, like an outdoor.
It's all terrain.
I imagine if you like changed your mind, it could run you down.
Can you change your mind, though? Is there like a safe word that you just say, bear, stop.
Bananas.
Stop it.
Bananas.
Well, it's kind of hard to do that when there's a pillow over your face.
Dude, oh yeah, there
the,
was that
of
option.
All the ways to die, being smothered is not a peaceful way to go at all.
Probably not.
It's not.
Pillow kisses.
Have you ever like while you were sleeping, rolled over face down the pillow and woken up because you can't breathe in the
never
panic?
Happened to
I
me.
Would imagine
when I roll over my boobs prep, push my whole body up so I have this like 3-inch gap.
That ass pillow floor. You normally use during the show, take it home and put it on top of your regular pillow and lay face down in it.
I don't want
and
it.
Breathe the ass smell and then realize that memory foam pillows conform
don't
to your
want
face.
The ass pillow. Especially knowing that Mike sits on that ass pillow.
He doesn't. Oh. That was my
I would
ass pillow.
That
only my ass pillow. I sit on that all the time.
I would imagine there's some really bad deaths. Like I could see him dragging you into like a skating rink that's like, you know, like a lake, cuts a hole, shoves you underneath, and then puts a big metal block over it so you drown.
It's not.
What if it just digs a hole it's and just throws you in?
Buried alive. It's
bury,
not gonna. The,
bury
you're not gonna be like,
you alive.
You're not gonna be like Sebukama. I need you to kill me.
Bear.
How would you like to die, Mr. Dan?
Get
I want
it,
you to
bear.
Throw me in an ice fishing hole and cover in a metal
means.
Block. He's like, let's go to Canada. And he like pops out a propeller and he carries you to Canada.
I bet you one of them has an ice pick. I bet you it's like the
oh,
polar
God.
Bear.
The polar
right
bear.
There.
All right, we need to
move on.
We
can
talk
about this
on.
For hours. Oh God, Skynet! I hope this doesn't happen.
That's already a thing.
Suicide bears.
I'll take
best.
A T-1000.
So a family in a border, an American town, but that borders with Mexico, had a 26-pound bag of weed fall through their roof from the sky, destroying their doghouse.
That is a gift.
Valued at $10,000.
Holy crap! It just
that's a really that's
it
a
went
really
through
weak.
Their garage and destroyed their fucking doghouse.
Aww.
It fell from an airplane or a drone. They're not sure which. They called the police and turned it in, obviously.
What's wrong with them? That's $10,000. I guess you don't want like Mexican drug lords on your
yeah,
that
might,
was that on American?
It was on American soil.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, it's pretty much legal anyway. You just keep it.
No, $10,000 worth is felony possession, even when it comes to pot.
Plus, like Stephanie's saying, the mob's going to want that back.
Yeah.
They're going to be like,
well,
hey,
I don't
senor.
Know, there, there are millions and millions. They probably won't even notice.
I dropped a bag of grass in your yard, I think.
Can you be just a little bit more racist for me, please?
No, I'm just good at accents. I'm not being racist.
I'm terrible at accents.
I'm working on my acting career.
Hey, look like we need to set in Speedy to go get the weed.
I'm glad you do accents. Hand hug me. I'm glad you do accents.
I would like to do it, but
you
no,
gotta use your
so
other hand.
Other,
you guys are retarded.
Oh,
you have to do the other hand.
Yeah, there
you go. Now it's a fucking hand hug.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm sure you guys saw this video. Everybody's seen this video that a Michigan man with severe arachnophobia lit a gas station on fire trying to kill a spider near his gas tank with a lighter.
Never seen it.
Really?
Nope, never even heard about it.
Are you
now.
Serious?
I yeah. heard about it. I haven't seen it yet. Let's,
I've seen it.
We need to watch
yeah,
this.
Yeah, afterwards watch it. There's a spider near his gas tank, and he says he has a severe fear of spiders. So he lit his lighter while he's pumping gas and went to put it on the spider. And naturally, surprise to fucking prize.
The gas
lit on fire.
On fire. And he just catches on fire all up the side of the car, all the back of the car.
I guess you've never seen Zoolander.
Or any of the other videos involving people with lighters near gasoline.
Yeah, I saw one where
the signs that say do not use lighters near the gasoline.
Yeah, I saw this another video where it was a couple and the guy was joking around with a lighter pretending to catch her on fire, like, oh, I'm going to get you. Oh, I'm going to get you. And she got too close to the gas tank and she fire. And you could see him like, oh, shit, like, and try to put her out. I'm like, that's kind of fucked up.
And I was going to propose tonight, too. In the burn ward.
Well,
baby.
Now that you look like that.
Good thing I didn't put the ring on your finger, because I don't like it anymore.
It would have melted. That's like a lot of money.
doctor, what? How is she from the waist down?
I like grapes, not raisins.
That girl is on fire.
Literally.
Literally.
Literally. Literally.
Yeah, that was a fun video to watch. There are some stupid motherfuckers at gas stations, by the way.
There really is. Look, Google stupid motherfuckers at gas stations.
There's a rapist in this house.
Wait,
his name is Michael.
Oh,
he's trying to be sneaky. Did he pull it
off?
We're
all watching the TV.
You're back from a ladyboy hunting in Thailand?
Yeah. No, he was in Zimbabwe. Thailand's next week. Get it right.
No, he lied.
Don't you know the second week of October?
I thought we sent him to Japan to go give the suicide bear a hug.
It did the way around. After.
Or pillow kisses.
Yeah, you don't hug suicide bear. Suicide bear hugs you. The
there's
forever
gotta be
sleep.
A safe word. There's got to be some kind of safe
yeah, it's
precaution.
Senpai, no.
Actually, I thought about the worst. I thought about the worst death. He grabs you and covers your mouth and slowly stabs you while going shh. Like slowly.
Aww.
You're very loud.
And then lays you down as you're convulsing and blacking out.
You know,
if he can crush bones, maybe just a death hug. Maybe he just squeezes you until your head pops. Yeah.
Such an awful way to go. I'd much rather go by like euthanasia. With
you think? I wonder how much he weighs. I wonder if he would body slam you.
I know. I wonder if you could reenact like WWE wrestling matches.
That'd be
that
fucking
would be
the rad. Best. Thank you. I'm glad somebody noticed it. Nobody in the fucking thing noticed the Pikachu over my left
like
shoulder.
Like how nice we made the background, and by we I mean Dan.
I set it up.
What happened to the stabby Pikachu?
We had to take his knife off because it's apparently unsafe to move with a stab.
I'm
going to
bring a Zelf for the background.
You are not bringing a Zelf.
Oh,
those things are creepy.
It is happening.
I'm pretty sure there's only one people that like Zelfs in this world.
Me?
Yeah, it's just you.
And 4-year-old girls who also like creepy things?
No, they don't even like them.
No, I love mine. I took a picture. I stacked him up underneath my monitor. And I took a picture and it just looks like this shadow. And he's like, they're just hovering in the darkness behind my monitor.
That's
super spooky.
Like, that's super spooky. We are out of news, and unfortunately, we got no emails.
God damn
it. Ever since we started streaming, everybody wants to join the chat.
Nobody. Jesus occasionally emails us, but he's been busy curing AIDS and...
See a doctor?
Making... No, he's Jesus.
Oh. Well, I know he's Jesus, but I thought, like, actually, like, Jesus, our friend, not Jesus,
no,
our
he's...
Lord and Savior.
Our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
I don't know how this works. What is it?
I would like
testicles?
To see.
It's
spectacles, no. Testicles.
Wallet
and then
watch.
Wallet and watch.
Left titty, right titty. Hey, Macarena. I'm pretty sure that's how you end a Catholic prayer, right?
I have no idea.
When you did that, your eyebrows looked very concerned.
Yeah, everybody looks concerned in the Macarena.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, no emails. Anything else? You guys got anything?
Nope.
Twitchy, I'm going to call you Twitchies.
Twitchies. Our Twitchies. Our Twitch.
Do you have any questions you want to ask that I will answer after 7 seconds?
we'll just wait.
Quickly. You should copyright that or else someone will take it.
They'll take it. You see, I set up the camera.
I set up the camera properly
so you won't get in. Mike's been wandering around the background because he apparently came back from Zimbabwe.
You can hear his flippy flop shoes probably.
He's actually currently packing for his ladyboy hunting trip to Thailand.
Yeah.
What are some games you guys are looking forward to in 2016? Pokemon Go.
Well, I would definitely have to say Dark Souls 3.
You need to look at the microphone when you're talking about
that.
No, they can hear me. Fuck
I don't
it.
Know if it's being launched in it, but I'm just excited for... I only play Blizzard games, and it's not because I work there. I work there because I only play Blizzard games prior to working there, but I'm super
She drank stoked. The Kool-Aid long before they got
long,
on the payroll.
Long before.
Put your Rinhorn glasses on and shit.
Oh, remember Diablo?
She lost her glasses.
I lost my glasses. I've been looking for them. You know what I did find in searching my glasses? 11 tennis balls under my bed. 11. I'm like, where did all the balls go that I buy my dog? She looks so sad without toys. And then I'm like, well.
Did you put them all in a bucket and tell her, are you excited, and throw the whole bucket at her at once?
No, they're still under my bed. I'm waiting.
The laziest person ever.
It's so gross under my bed. It's like dog hair. Like
clean your shit.
No, I gotta get. I can't reach it. I gotta get like a stick.
A vacuum.
And then get them out, and then I gotta wash them all.
It's like all the cat toys we found under the fridge when we moved.
Yeah, Babu is very good at that.
That's a lot of cat toys.
Oh, unfortunately, she now leaves your room.
Yay!
Update on the cat. She's no longer petrified. No, not a great success. Yeah. Because she's learned this neat new trick. She starts in Matt's room, and she goes up to him. She bugs him. He doesn't pay attention. She goes to Darren's room. And if he's in there and she bugs him, he doesn't give her attention. She goes to Mike's room. And then if she bugs him and he doesn't pay attention to her, she comes out here to me, and then she bugs me. And if I don't pay attention, she goes back to Matt's room and screams. And if that doesn't work, she goes to Darren's room and screams, and then goes into Mike's room and screams, and then comes out here and screams at me until I scream back, and then she goes to her cat tower and goes to sleep.
So when Darren leaves early as fuck in the morning, like, that's the only – everyone's probably still asleep. She wakes up, like, she just decides to get up and sing the song of her people in the hallway, and it is awful.
Aww. No, you know why I'm awake when Darren leaves for work? Because my bearded dragon lights turn on at 6, and you know what all three of my animals do when the lights turn on at 3 or at 6? Body slam the glass for an hour. It's like, God damn you guys.
Why?
Because they're lizards.
Yeah,
their life exists in a 2x3 foot box.
When I crashed on the couch, I will never forget the morning of the lizard slam. I thought someone was trying to break in.
That is like, the sun's up. You know what I should do? Run violently from edge to edge and bash into everything.
They're either going to bash into walls or they're going to shit, and both of them will probably wake you up.
What are your opinions on girls whom you probably knew in high school that are way too into horses?
Oh, they have super, super long hair that's completely inappropriate for any normal human being. Also, I used to actually like.
You're a horse girl, aren't you?
You want to know what's actually.
You're
really
a horse
fun.
Girl, aren't you?
Shut up. So anyway.
Shut up. Was that a confession?
No. There is horse. There you go, there's horse girls. Next there question? Are horse girls.
I think someone knows something about you.
Yeah, that's Ellis.
Oh,
I am
really?
The ruiner. Is Ellis? Yes. How about ones that became porn stars? Yes, myself and I Am the Ruiner went to high school with Danny Daniels. The female, not the trans.
Oh, so
actually Matt went to high school with her too.
Speaking of way into horses, I was at a 7-Eleven probably about 3 days ago, and I was talking to a guy. She had like all these horse freaking like.
You were talking a guy and she?
No, I was talking to a guy in 7-Eleven.
Okay.
And there was a person getting gas, had a whole bunch of like horse stickers, like, I love horses, blah, 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 I ride horses. And I just say to the guy, I'm like, wow, she's really into horses. And like, you think like she's into horses like that? She's like, she's my wife. I'm like, oh, wow. And he's like, trust me, it's not the first time I've heard that.
Wait, was it? Oh, no. It's
no, he's like, it's a little bit weird. And he's
No, I'm not obsessed with horses. I just used to like when I went to pre-veterinary school before I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I went to Mount Sac, which has a horse ranch and stuff. And so I
you went to a stud ranch, didn't you?
No, I learned how to train.
Learned
them
how to train them. You whacked off horses,
no,
didn't you?
No,
whacking
no.
the horses.
That's what they call it, Mount Sac.
I did help. I did help like give like birth a calf, like a cow calf.
That's
and then
gross.
Did
you reach your hands up the cow's fucking cooter and grab it by the dome and yank it out?
There was a couple of people had to do it. Yeah. But it was cool. And then I quit after they ate the cow that I helped.
Why would
give
you quit for that?
2 years. I had no idea. I'm from Orange County and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take an animal.
Do you know how much money I would fucking pay to be able to raise a cow and get to know it personally
and then
do
it
eat
for
it?
2 years in school
and then eat
and
it?
And then eat it?
Yes.
That is the worst.
Oh my God. That's the greatest. A pet that you eventually.
That's why I became vegetarian for like 5 years.
Because you were a pussy.
I am. I am a fucking giant, giant gap.
And you're a quitter because you're not a vegetarian anymore.
No, obviously not. I wasn't traumatized anyway.
I firmly believe emotional attachment increases the flavorfulness of a meal.
I'll put it this way.
If
Rufus eventually keels over from old age, if Rufus dies of old age and someone tells me that I could still eat him, I will cook Rufus.
Snake blood soup.
I had rattlesnake last weekend.
Did you really?
And it was wonderful.
Where did you have that?
It was a it was
the
at a
worst
place.
House.
Yeah,
right?
The worst house. It's a
right next to the
Frida.
It's
like 3 blocks away.
Yeah,
I want to go. I want to eat rattlesnake. Let's
I technically have part of it.
Next time we try to
still sitting in the fridge.
Can I have it?
Last week, yeah. No, it's not gonna. It was
like
gator.
It's rattlesnake and rabbit.
Yeah,
I've had rabbit. I like rabbit.
Rabbit tastes like chicken.
Yeah, I've hunted.
Rattlesnake's not bad though. It's pretty good.
I would eat rattlesnake. Gator's really good, too.
Yeah, I like gator, too.
They have gator there, too.
Ostrich. I got a lot of meats. My grandfather was big on hunting. And I'm cool with hunting. I'm not cool with, like, mass production slaughterhouses. That's awful.
You know, we should do that. We should go to the worst house.
Next time the Frida does a Rocky Horror, maybe we'll do that.
Yeah,
right on.
They got a bar there, too. Lots of beer.
Yeah. Done and done. Hear that? I'm eating rattlesnake.
Yeah. So, you guys got anything big going on this weekend? We never talk about the future on this show.
Well, yeah, we always talk about the past.
Well, this weekend you guys are going to...
I'm going to Club Cosplay on Friday night.
Yeah.
At Downtown Disney.
I may or may not join you.
On Sunday, they're doing Geek Meet at the Slide Bar in Fullerton.
That's cool.
Which is a free event. It's from 9 to 2.
I do have to do a friend's hair for BlizzCon because for her.
BlizzCon isn't for another month.
No, but it's like a lot of work to do her hair. We're basically making her hair look like water. She's going to be a water skier.
Shave her head.
And then just draw. Get a bunch of blue Sharpies. Yes. And make water.
Done. Perfect.
Done.
Please do this.
So pretty.
Just hit her with a bucket of water and call it a day. And I don't mean throw the water on her. Just hit her with a bucket.
I do think I have a birthday that I'm supposed to go to, but I don't recall who. I know it's one of Frank's friends, but I don't remember what's going on because there's
too much
going
on in my life. We got a lot of stuff coming up in the next few
weeks. We are always off topic, Cody. Are you really? I said the name of the porn star that we were friends with in high school. What more do you want?
Danny Daniels. What was her thing? Like, all porn stars have a niche. What was her thing? Like,
she was girl and girl for the longest time. Now she's been venturing into...
Oh, she's still a porn star that you...
No, now apparently she's doing... she's directing and producing. So...
I think she ventured off and decided she could make a lot of money. And I think she's into everything now.
She does. She still identifies as a girl and girl artist, but she's done like 5 or 6 videos with guys.
Is she a lesbian?
No, she's not. When I last spoke to her, I was in Iraq, and she had just gotten married. But that was when I was in Iraq, so 7 years ago.
Was she also a porn star?
No, I don't think so.
That's weird. I don't know if I could date a porn star. I feel like that would be, have a good day at work. Just walking out with an erection. Bye, honey.
It wouldn't bother me that much that what they did at work, as long as like I didn't run across any of their videos or anything like that. Like, that would weird me out. But the fact that sex for them isn't fun anymore, it's just like part of work, and they prefer, from what every porn star I've ever read an interview with, generally prefers like really plain, vanilla, sensual, lovey-dovey sex.
Yeah.
Now,
and me, I like the fucking weird shit.
I know. Yeah,
and if I was dating a porn star where the weird shit wasn't something they were interested in, it'd be like, let's do the weird shit. I do the weird shit like 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. It's like, oh, I'm sad.
Frank was like, which one of your friends do you think would like this the most? I was like, Dan. I didn't even hesitate. I was like, Dan would love this.
I will not hide the fact I'm into the weird shit.
Here's a good question is, if you were married to somebody who was in the porn industry, would you rather have them do straight porn or gay porn?
If I was the guy, straight. No, yeah. I can't. And I'm not against gays at all. But if I'm going,
you don't
to
want
to
suck a dick that like your buddy was sucking. Or
I know. Like, my thing is I don't want to be with a guy that I feel like I'm wearing the pants in a relationship. I want to be like the sweet, helpless, feminine one. I don't want. I like.
Stephanie, setting women back 100 years.
I'm okay with that. I'm old fashioned. I want a man's man.
Shut up, Mike.
If I could have a werewolf plus a lumberjack, that would be the best man ever.
What's
the
weirdest thing you are into?
Dan. Look, now this is becoming...
thing I'm into?
Puppets.
Didn't you have a girlfriend that like did cutting with you like while you were
doing
it?
No, she wanted me. She wanted me to.
Yeah, she wanted you.
That was my limit, was I will not cut you with a razor blade while we're fucking.
That's right.
I'm into domination, so I'm not a sub by any means.
Dan prefers the donkey punch.
I would love a good donkey. If you were blowing me and you're like, turn around real quick, okay, and then you donkey punch me, I'd be fine with that.
Focus, or you're gonna pass out.
Oh yeah, the guys on stage. So there was a show where it was like 3 women and 3 guys, and they made the 3 guys make out at once, and they walked around with a taser, was just like tasing them and like whipping them and like tasing their.
Oh, that's like super sub.
Super super sub stuff, and they're like make out, and then like, all of a sudden like the girl goes. They're just like, are you ready? And then everybody started counting 3, 2, 1. And she, in full big ass fucking spiky heels, kicked him in the balls on stage. And he just dropped and was smiling. He had like the biggest smile. I have it on.
Yeah.
I have video.
You know,
I do not need to see a video of that.
I'm going
to
say this. That is the.
But there
worst.
Is a certain chat that I think would greatly appreciate that video.
That is the worst thing I have heard tonight besides Suicide Bear.
Just getting kicked on balls on a stage in front of a bunch of gay men wearing leather. I tried so hard to get Frank to get a leather harness. Like, it'd be awesome. We wouldn't lose each other in the crowd. I would just hook a finger in. I could just chase him around. Like, why not?
If you do, you
are you sure that you're
he's
you
so
don't want
vanilla.
To wear the pants?
He's
if you,
so
if you do,
bless
you need to get
heart.
Him. If he's gonna be wearing a leash, you need to get him one of the little Mr. Slave hats.
No. I don't
do
think he'd be good as a sub.
Do you think Murder Bear can uppercut you in the crotch until you die?
Oh,
it's a guillotine hand.
It can't kick you. But I mean, I imagine if he can lift 80 kilograms, that motherfucker can uppercut like a sumbitch.
It splits you in half. It's got a guillotine hand.
Jesus Christ. That's actually our stove talking now.
Jesus Christ.
All right, we should probably at least end the audio portion of this shit show. So let me go ahead and do the plugs. No butt plug joke?
No butt plug.
Come on, I set it up perfectly for a butt plug joke.
There was so many. I was really hoping to see like people walking around butt plugs because that's what I was promised with the people that were going to. Yeah, last year there was people walking around with butt plugs. And I was like, yes, I can't wait to watch the madness. And I didn't see one
you,
butt
you
plug.
See anyone?
A lot of penis. A lot of weird
now
cock
the question
rings.
Is, did you see
no
anyone get
plugs.
Slapped in the face by a big rubber cock?
Yeah.
Like a stump.
Yeah, they were in the sales shop and they're just like slapping with me, like slapping with whips and then like hitting with dildos. I was like, well.
Like you got robbed in San Francisco by at.
Oh, I
dildo
saw Stripper
point.
Storm. Stripper Storm was there. Black chick, white hair, had two X's. I was like, this is interesting. And then In This Moment song came on and she was totally stripping down and then she got naked and she had two X-Men titty tassel things. And I was like, okay, I'm complete. I can leave now.
Wow, what a way to end the show.
Yeah.
If you want to shoot us an email that we can read on the show instead of talking about the Folsom Street Fair, shoot us an email at geeklordradio@gmail.com. We are on all the social medias at facebook.com/geeklordradio, Twitter and Instagram at geeklordradio. Tell your friends about the show. We are on iTunes, Stitcher. If you are in North Dakota and Zune Marketplace is still up, you can find us there and geeklordradio.com where you find all of our old episodes that don't show up in our RSS feed. Music on the podcast is brought to you by Daniel Tidwell. That should just about do it for us here. From all of us at Geek Lord Radio, this is
Darren,
Stephanie,
Matt,
and Dan signing out. And as always, thank you for letting us pleasure you.
Yeah.
Oh, you
remembered.
Changed it.